Tour stop number five.
Number five will always love
HQ Gastropub in Huntington Beach.
Gong me.
9 years in count.
No one's going to keep us out of that place.
Petros Papadakis and Matt Money Smith belong to the streets.
She belongs to the streets.
This is the Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour, bringing you your chance to win a brand new 2022 Chevy Silverado, presented by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
By Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If hurt in an accident, call 800-500-5200. And by Body Armor. More than a sports drink. Here they are.
Brilliant time.
Streaming live on the iHeartRadio app and at AM 570 LA Sports on YouTube.
Streams cross. Worlds collide. And you could be our first finalist that qualifies to win that 2022 Chevy Silverado truck.
It's Petros Papadakis and Mad Money Smith.
One having the most fun.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, Matt.
Not for us soul surfers, Chandler. Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. We're live on location. It is the HQ Gastro Pub. HQ stands for high quality. You know what's high quality? All these people, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, these people are amazing that are here with us. Come by, see us. We'll be here till 6 p.m.
You know what's amazing? It's all these fans.
Oh, God, yeah. The band's U.S. Open, a surf. A huge thank you to Steve Van Dorn. He delivered us Nathan Fletcher in the first hour.
And then we had McKinnon, man.
Rocky McKinnon.
That guy's tan was a deep mahogany.
Nathan's tan was incredible.
Norwegian wood.
We will have.
I can only hope Dane's is comparable.
Looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. Dane is here. He's going to join
us. Kind of an Eastern Bloc type, you know. It's hard to get that tan going.
Dane Gadowska is going to join us in the next segment. We're excited about that. James Bergener going to join us this hour. A huge shout out to all of our sponsors. Peace. Starting with our man Chris, who did a whole set of incline bench before he came in. Tom is here.
Tom from Zing Zang.
Zing Zang, ready to drink cocktails, including the number one selling Zing Zang Bloody Mary. Find it at your local store.
Not to mention Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you're hurting an accident, you better call Sweet James at 800-500-5200. C4 Energy Drinks. Ignite your fire. Body Armor, more than a sports drink, and the brand new Chevrolet Silverado that you can sign up to win with Ty, who's walking around. Ty.
Say Ty.
Right here.
You got a lot of ties, Ty?
Where are we here? Yeah, right here.
Right here. All right, we can't see because of the light for our YouTube and our Facebook. Facebook.com, AM570 LA Sports. YouTube.com, AM570 LA Sports. We got a five camera shoot pee.
Yeah, it's
we got a guy walking with a camera.
It's become a standing room only, uncontrollable type of crowd. There is no stage for the band. It feels like a Lollapalooza mud fight. And we're going to hang on for the next 2 hours here, Matt.
And thank you.
We're going to hang on to the mooring ball.
It's rough seas.
And just hope that we get through the show.
It is rough seas. You mentioned it is a 3x3 square that Chad and Sean Bierman are playing on.
I love
Kyla.
That band. I love Kyla. I love the band.
Familiar Faces. Book them for your private party. FamiliarFaces_official is their Instagram page. We can't thank them enough for being the soundtrack of our fifth Chevy Summer Tour stop.
And Tim Cates spilled my beer. I mean, it's been a real mess. And then we need to get Dane a beer.
We got to get Dane a beer.
Everybody here, it's chaotic. There's no doubt about it. But right now, let's get it. He's on the air. He can't talk. It's time for the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Today's word of the day is teenage beach culture. Now, nobody is more in tune with the world of teenage beach culture than my 48-year-old radio partner.
That's right.
Matt Money Smith.
I am dialed.
The voice of the Chargers, NFL Network, and of course, Chargers. Right here on AM 570 LA Sports. And it was about a year ago, and it's not so much, I mean, I don't even know if he's got him today, but about a year ago, Matt was peak Pit Viper. He was peak teenage.
That's a great call.
Blade.
Oh, that is so much better.
There he is, Matt Smith. There's the Pit Vipers. That's what he likes to wear. And Matt started getting, because Vans doesn't really make sunglasses, really. I mean, they do, but because of that.
Teenagers.
Yeah, Matt.
I made a connection with a teenager when I had these things on for the first time.
Matt really connected with the teens through these kick-ass sunglasses that he's cultivated. I have a couple pairs, and every once in a while I break them out, but not to be excessive, you know, because it's kind of Matt's thing.
Eh.
And then Matt also...
It's everybody's thing.
He gave... No.
It's not, huh?
You keep it. No, but Matt gave me two pairs for my kids, for my daughter Callie and my son Fletcher. And my son Fletcher has Pit Viper sunglasses. And Fletcher is learning about the sea in the Redondo Beach King Harbor Yacht Club.
Heck yeah.
He goes, you know, kayaking and goes to like a...
Sailing?
Learns a sailing camp, you know, lose the little octi and all the little boats and stuff.
I'll take that thing and, to Catalina.
You know, really facing fears for him and much more for me because that kind of stuff I would never do. And I sent him off to sailing camp this week with a pair of Pit Vipers.
Sweet pits, bro.
Yeah. And not only... were the teenage counselors of the King Harbor Yacht Club impressed with my son's Pit Viper sunglasses, but they called BS on them and said, those are knockoffs.
Oh,
those aren't real. And they had to go online and check the serial number to make sure.
How dare they?
That they were authentic Pit Vipers. That is how pitted, I believe that's what the kids say.
So pitted.
That is how pitted. The teens of today are.
So, what
they checked, you, they checked my son's authenticity. I guess.
What do they think of that old man?
We think that we're as a generic family, and my wife was like, wait a minute, didn't we buy these? I said, no, we didn't buy them. Matt Smith
got
straight
from the source.
Matt Smith got a huge in with Pit Vipers.
Straight from the source.
We're never going to buy a pair of Pit Vipers in our life.
This is from the pit where the Vipers reside.
This family is set for life. When it comes to these sunglasses that teenagers love, embrace, and enjoy. So
yeah.
I thought you'd get a real kick out
I
of
do.
That. I was told that story.
The hell they think they are.
And also, just because I believe we have – you know, I got some sad news. Sad news, everybody.
Oh, let's not do that. Oh,
no,
what
sad,
are you doing?
Sad
Come
news.
On. No, boo.
Sad news. I want your attention.
Boo, sad news.
Listen, I know you're all drunk, but you're here for the radio show. Hey, Van Tile, I'm doing the show. Listen, terrible news. Terrible news, everybody. It's terrible. I lost two pets this week at my house. Two.
Oh, boy.
Gerald, the praying mantis is dead. I'm worried that we killed him.
Oh, you think?
He was taken.
You took a praying mantis from the wild, you tried to domesticate him, and now he's dead.
It gets even worse.
What kind of man are you?
We fed him, we caught bugs and fed him crane flies for months, and he thrived. But he stopped eating, so then we thought we better put him in the wild, so we put him on a plant. It was unfortunate the plant we put him on was a weed plant. He ate the plant and died.
He died.
And I'm sorry that the weed killed the praying mantis.
Your kids know? Callie know?
She buried him. He's already got a headstone.
Okay, good.
Second, today. When I got home from my stretching and breathing, I don't call it yoga anymore. That's for dorks.
Stretching and breathing?
Yeah, stretching and breathing.
SAB.
When I got home from my SAB, I teach SAB SAB lessons and surfing lessons.
You're just an idiot. You walk out that door. The problem is.
I was also given the news that Bruzy, our beta fish.
How long you had the beta?
3 years.
Okay, that's a good run.
That's a good run.
It's a good run for a beta.
Now, granted, all his fins fell off because he was sick and angry.
Yeah, bad end of life.
But.
Doesn't always end pretty.
Two pets.
So now you're getting an Oscar?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Get an Oscar. Feed it the beta fish.
I don't want you to say that. I'm just tired of you saying get an Oscar.
Get an Oscar.
No, no, you know what? And I see all you guys went about your conversations. You don't care. But I care. I hate not being able to control a drunk crowd.
It's not going to happen.
There's no stage.
No. They've been at the U.S. Open, the Vans U.S. Open of Surf all day, P. They're destroyed. They're drunk. They're not buzzed. They're drunk.
I can't even shut up the listener.
They don't care. They don't care.
I mean, we had a real family tragedy.
We did. I'm part of that family.
Pit Vipers, Gerald, and Bruzy. R.I.P.
Indeed. Sorry.
Bob didn't make an intro for our show today for that.
Bruzy and Gerald have passed away.
Thoughts and prayers. to the Papadakis family. Thoughts and prayers.
You know what?
What?
Don't cop out. You don't need to cop out like that. F you.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number P. I'm going to do the plug, even though we've done it the whole show.
Somebody
I want to make it.
Somebody spills my beer, and then they replace my beer and give it to the surfer guy.
Oh, I thought that's what I thought that was for. I thought it was for Dave.
Here's my number.
We've been plugging it all show, P, but I want to make the official plug. The number of the day.
These guys are awesome.
Is to a huge thank you to Mom and Dad, Dave and Gabby Bierman. They set it all up. We got a 3x3 stage. The number 2 for Chad and Sean Bierman. And a huge, and also a number 2 for Kyla and her freaking trumpet. No offense, guys, but it's the freaking star of the show. Who's got a trumpet in their freaking band? You can book them for your private parties, your private beach parties, your private backyard parties, your private corporate parties. Familiar Faces _ official. I plug the heck out of them, P, because they are kind-hearted, sweet young men from a great family. When my daughter started playing music and was just playing at the pier, they said, you need to play gigs. You should come out. We're playing. Preston, you can open up for us. They would have her sing a couple songs with them. They were already established, playing gigs all around town, and they were all about including the younger kids and just bringing them up and doing this whole youth band thing. And a lot of it's because of the Bierman brothers and Gabby and Dave, and they are a huge important part of youth music in Orange County.
We love the
so
Bierman.
A huge shout out to them. We love them.
St. Paul Saints forever.
Exactly right. And go ahead and check out their Instagram page, follow them, book them for your gigs, because as you can see, they are freaking exceptional musicians, and we absolutely love them.
They played the Stevie Ray Vaughan for me. I'm happy with that.
You know, our friend Jim Lindbergh, actually, they just played for Cooper from Poppy Harlow, and Jim was playing with them, so Jim Lindbergh approved the Bierman brothers as well.
Jim Lindbergh, a guest of ours in our very first tour stop
exactly
this year.
Right.
This is our fifth Chevy Summer Tour Stop. We're blessed to have a great band of young people, which is vibrant and fun to be around, especially for us old types. We got the surfers across the way going at it. We have one of the great beach cities in the world. And we got another hour and a half plus of great sports talk radio as we continue here on AM 570 LA Sports. Ronnie!
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
Out of Limits is our song of the day from the Marquettes. A nice twangy surf guitar sound to match our theme, where nothing's out of limits on a Frogman Friday. Broadcasting live from HQ Gastropub in Surf City, Huntington Beach, California. Side of stop number 5 on the Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour, where prizes galore await you, including a chance to sign up to win a brand new Chevrolet. You can also participate via the Facebook and YouTube as we shoot the curl and ride the wave of great sports talk right into your Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck show, hosted by Tim Cates, live from HQ Gastropub in Huntington Beach at 6 o'clock.
Thank you, Ronnie. We got Dane Godowskis going to join us. Yeah, Dane, he's got his beer.
My beer. Fans. It's freaking mine.
We got two more coming. Got two more coming right now. Dane's got your beer. He earned it. He walked over from the Vans U.S. Open to surf. Steve Van Dorn's still going to join us. We got a bunch of Vans stuff we're going to give away when Steve joins us. You better not go anywhere, people.
What about the Mookie Betts meet and greet?
Oh, yeah. We got the Mookie Betts meet and greet.
What about the Dodger Padre ticket?
The raffle. Have we been giving those away?
It's too much chaos.
Oh, we've been giving it away. We were just unaware because we were consumed by the music of Familiar Faces, I think.
I was.
Dane Godowski is going to join us next. More U.S. Open of Surf Talk when we return. We're live at HQ Gastro Pub in Huntington Beach. 5th and PCH. We're here till 6. Come see us. And maybe you could be the 5th finalist to win a 2022 Chevy Silverado.
It's another Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour Stop. Another chance to sign up to win a brand new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Presented by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
Now back to Petros Papadakis and Matt Money Smith.
You see them wearing their baggies. Hibachi sandals too. Cracking, everybody. Welcome back. The one and only Petros and Money Show is on the air live on this Frogman Friday, AM 570 LA Sports. The fifth stop of the Petros and Money Chevrolet Summer Tour. Make sure you sign up to win the brand new Chevrolet Silverado. Somebody at the end of the summer is going to walk away with one of those, and we're going to talk to our hero, Steve Van Doren, in a final hour to announce our next and final tour stop. This is the second to last, Matt, and this is our second to last guest of the day in person. That's a real OG.
Exactly right.
That is a van surfer since 2002.
When our man Steve Van Doren took care of us and gave us the couple surfers that he was going to bring over, it really shows that that our man Steve knows the personality of the show. Nathan Fletcher, one of the most important surfers. We love the history in the history of surfing, and someone that I just feel like, P, we can really connect with, absolutely connect with. San Clemente, one town.
One team, a real Triton.
Exactly right.
He knew the burger stop before they blew it up.
It's a surfing family, and recently our man Dane Gadowskis is doing really cool stuff. The Positive Vibe Warriors, the Juju Africa that you're doing. We're going to get into all that. But how about a round of applause? Professional surfer, one of the great guys, Dane Gadowskis, on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Headset. Thank you so much for coming over, Dane. How's the week been?
Good. I like it when you get a little theme song entrance with the...
Yeah.
The
we have all that you want. I mean, we could play Vampire yeah. Hookers.
Oh, you want... Yeah, you know what? That's a good call, P. You want a little Vampire
Hookers? Yeah, of stuff in there.
Let's go. Let's get it. Ready? Turn it up a little bit. Turn the IR up a little bit here, Bert. Let's really kind of get a vibe with Dane going. Ready? Here we go. Here we go.
Don't get hooked by a hooker when you sail the seven seas. Even though she's a looker, she can bring you to your knees. She'll take you to the graveyard and try to ease your fears. But her friends out in the graveyard have been dead for 100 years. 'Cause they're vampire hookers. They're vampire hookers.
Ready? Listen to this.
Vampire hookers, and blood is not all they.
Dane joining us right now, the king of San Clemente, a great van surfer. He does a lot of wonderful stuff. You know, I got to ask you something we were talking about with Mr. Fletcher. Come up in San Clemente, that surf community.
Absolutely.
Very different surf community than even a lot of Orange County surf communities. What was it like?
It was a lot of fun. You know, like Nate and his brother Christian were huge influences for us. Their family, Dibby and Herbie, obviously growing up and being a part of the community of surfing in the industry. It was just great exposure to the real deal. You know, you got to be progressive. You got to look at the wave as a whole new canvas and do whatever you want to do. Big airs, and just it kind of like planted that seed of like really open-minded, like looking at the wave in an open-minded way where there's no limitations. And I think it stuck with us for our whole lives.
Did it all end, though, in the town when they blew up the burger stop?
Well, the chili omelet at Love Burger is gone, so I don't know. I stopped over worrying about things after that. I love a good chili omelet, so.
Hey, it broke my heart.
You know what?
Still a great town. Still
before
a great
we move
town.
On from the food, because I was just down there with I think I'm sure someone you know very well, Jonathan Wayne Freeman, was out surfing
classic.
With him.
Yeah, and he's all time.
He took me to his favorite spot.
Worst, worst, inter- worst interview
glasses.
We've ever
is
done.
That, is that the connect?
Worst yes. interview we've ever done,
according to our boss. He got off the air and he looked at our boss. He goes, "How'd I do?" He goes, "My man, I think that's the worst interview we've ever had."
The worst one we've ever done at one of these.
He's like, but nailed it.
He took me to the SC Cafe.
Oh, nice. That's a good one, man.
There
that's
we go.
If you're ever in San Clemente, you got to check out the SC Cafe.
Okay, perfect. So with the food out of the way.
Yeah.
How does a whole family become pro surfers? You, your twin brother Patrick, your brother Tanner. Like how? What's going on?
See you there.
Is it genes? Is it you guys? Are that's just your parents? You're in the water.
Like we couldn't escape each other. You know what I mean? Like we're just, like shared a room, shared a car, shared a cell phone. It was like we're all doing the same
that's
stuff.
Good.
And it was you know you can't get one get too far ahead of the other. So you kind of like everyone wants to level up and keep it going. And it got to a certain point where we were like, hey, let's bring it like. Tanner's our younger brother, and we're like, let's bring him along to the journey because, heck, it's a lot more fun when you're rolling all together and going all around the world and doing these crazy things. So, yeah, it was
dope. Almost said S, right? You almost said doing this crazy S.
It's
yes.
okay.
Yeah,
we can
get
through it. I'm from the South Bay. I grew up around there, and, you know, there's always like, hey, man, that guy's a really good surfer. You're like, well, how good? Man, he's sponsored, man. You know, and you hear all of that different stuff. And, dude, that guy's sponsored by Rip Curl. You don't even know. It's got like one T-shirt. When did you start traveling? When did it totally consumed your life? Because it's kind of hard for people outside of the surfing industry to kind of wrap their brain around, you know, where you guys go, how you go there, and what it is you do every day.
Yeah, that's a great question. The cool thing was we were late bloomers, you know what I mean? So, like, we were going through high school, we were going into college, and we got into a couple events, and then we just fell in love with the lifestyle and the competition, the opportunity, and it's so cool working with Vans. They really embrace that open-minded look at things ever since growing up amongst the Fletchers and all that stuff. So that was in our DNA, and we've taken different paths, you know, competition, big waves, cold adventures, new places, whatever it is you can dream of in surfing, you know, we've had the chance to be exposed to it and enjoy it. So that, to me, has been a great part of our journey. So, yeah.
You said cold adventures. I would assume a lot of, like, you know, non-necessarily.
Is it like a frozen yogurt plate?
No, exactly. I can show you. You got to see that. There's a video I had in Michigan.
People know
Michigan.
You from this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah. You got the icicles coming off your beard.
Yeah.
Share with us. Just you step into the water, like the first, let's go first 60 seconds, 90 seconds when you're in the water. What are you wearing? What is it, just your face, man, that's cold? Is it the whole body? What is going on?
Everything is just completely frozen basically immediately. And the funny thing is you can see the water droplets dropping down and then becoming
freezing
ice as they go down on the icicle. And yeah, your body is like completely covered in ice because the wind chill is just knocking it down. And every time you move, you could just hear the ice breaking off. Like, and then like you're swinging around. It's heavy, too. It's like 30 pounds of ice
right
just on your head and shoulders. And it's freaking wild. So.
And that was what, Lake Huron or Superior? Like, where were you? You're
know,
in the Great
we're
Lakes
in
somewhere.
Michigan. And to be fair, I drove all night through this crazy snowstorm to get there for the swell because the swells are so unique there. And I don't even really know which lake it was because we were so in the zone of like, do we just drive through a 12-hour blizzard? Like, my fingers were just already frozen on the steering wheel because of adrenaline. You know, it's pretty intense.
Now, have you surfed in places like Ireland and Scotland where all the weirdos surf, some of those big wave type guys, and
yeah,
Portugal and all that?
Not the big waves of Portugal.
Was
like
that Nazaré that everybody talks about? Yeah.
I mean, that thing is just like looking at the Empire State Building. You know what I mean?
Like, so literally.
It's pretty exciting to see where surfing's going, and there's really no stone left unturned at this point.
It's really gotten that way, right?
It's like whatever you can dream of in surfing, people are out there doing it. They're pursuing it, and they're dedicating their whole life to it and training and going hard.
What about sponging, though? Who's pushing the limits of the sponge? I'm kidding.
Dude, you know what I'm claiming, though? The funnest thing is just to go body surf, really. Like, it's just go float in the water and just get rolled in the shore break. You can't help but just laugh when you get covered in sand from head to toe, and you're like, holy crap, what just happened? I just got rolled.
When I was a kid, there was a sponger in Boogie Boarder magazine, bodyboarding magazine.
Yeah.
And he stood on his board.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, why doesn't he just surf? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Was the drop knee guy, that guy.
I think he's going faster than everyone else because when you don't have fins, you reduce the drag. So he may have been on to the future while we were still stuck in the past. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's already out there.
That's why I was on to the future with my Mach 10.
Yeah, you were going breaking the sound barrier with that thing.
So with, he mentioned Nazaré. Like, because of social media, we all know now Cloudbreak and Chopu and Tavaru and all that stuff, right? So, like, in terms of Southern California, because it's where you grew up, like, what are the iconic waves? Like, if you travel, do you go to places like that? And they're like, hey, man, tell me about Lowers. Like, what's Lowers like? Do we have those iconic waves here that other people look at it that way?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't get more iconic than Huntington Pier.
Right.
I mean, right here at the U.S. Open, this thing's been around for ages, and it's just like I can think of all the great surfers who've had heats out here, just done crazy stuff through the ages of time. But, you know, obviously San Onofre's got crazy history. Lower Trestles is dear to my heart, obviously growing up in San Clemente. So, yeah, it's just we have iconic breaks. It's really a cool subculture in California, and it's great.
Who was the toughest group back in the day to mix up with, like the Wind and Sea Surf Rats of La Jolla? I heard those guys were punk asses. Were these guys over here in Huntington back in the day, you know, surfing with the spike bracelets and things like that? San Pedro, California, tough breaks over there. Where does it get real blue collar? Dockweiler? I mean, where does a guy like you run into trouble?
Well, when you show up as the three toe heads in probably matching wetsuits when we were young, like, we tried to tread lightly everywhere we went. Like, you couldn't avoid us, you know? Especially, too, we didn't walk to the beach. We ran, you know what I mean? Like, it was kind of one of those situations because we were so excited. So that's, yeah, basically everywhere we went. But it taught us how to interact and engage and be respectful and just enjoy the journey. So.
It really is an interesting kind of thing to navigate, right? Yeah. Localism and also, hey, I'm a pro surfer. Don't you guys want to come watch me? You know, I mean, you guys really have had to, like, been through a lot of adventures all over the world in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's cool because we're all out there trying to enjoy the same thing. You know, we're just trying to get a couple waves and enjoy the experience. And sharing it is really the best thing. You know, for me, too, like, surfing gets better when you share it. It doesn't mean like dropping in on someone. It's more just like sharing the experience and stoking them out. You know,
I'll share
like,
it with you right now. I'm gonna drop in on your ass.
Steal your freaking
belt. Yeah.
I'll steal your belt buckle that you won in Arizona.
Burn you every wave. Let's speaking of sharing it, I want to make sure we get in the positive vibe warriors. This is really cool. So how did you come up with it and share with the people what it is?
Yeah, well, it's cool because we've been doing it little foundation for the last 10 years. It really just formed organically. It's something that we cared about growing up and being a part of youth water safety programs. We just feel like it provides such a great foundation block for kids looking to get in the ocean, enjoy it in a safe way. And then we were traveling and going to these places like Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago or South Africa and all across Africa, actually. And, you know, there's a lack of resources that they're able to access. And the kids are obsessed with surfing. You know, they rip. There's some great surfing all around the world. They just don't have a really easy access to surfboards. So we came back from a couple trips and we really wanted to do something to thank them for allowing us to be there and share their culture and the surfing. So we did some board drives, and over the last 10 years, we've raised over 1,000 donated and used surfboards through social media. And it's really a testament to everyone who's donated, because we were grassroots. We didn't know what we were doing. We just put it on Instagram. Like, we're like, this will maybe work. We put flyers up at the surf shops, and we'd go up to the shop. So, yeah, it's just a real cool thing to see surfing as a community. People want to see each other succeed. And
what do you surf in Jamaica?
There's some waves. We were hanging in Kingston with those guys, and there's a great crew out there. If anyone from Jamaica is listening, those guys are just awesome. There's some really great talents coming out of Jamaica, so keep an eye out.
Surf with two guns.
Yeah,
guns. Like Jimmy Cliff.
Yeah, right out of the movies. Yeah, but, man, there's some talent coming out. Iva Wilmot's ripping. He rides for a brand called Rourke, and then Shama Bedford. He was actually the first Jamaican to surf pipe a couple years ago, and Billy Wilmot, the elder. They're the legends, yeah. Wow. Really cool.
And now you're now making surfboards?
We are. We're making softboards. And
Juju,
it's part of our
soft
journey.
Tops, kind
of. Yeah, it's so cool. We're making them all here in the USA from recyclable material. It's available online at positivevibewarriors.com. And we really work to kind of create boards that create the access point for people to come together and have that shared experience. And we're working with NGOs like Mikey February is a really good friend of ours, and he's from South Africa. And they work with NGOs to get the access of boards all across Africa. So we're working together. We just released a new Juju collab. So it's exciting.
Right on.
PositiveVibeWarriors.com.
Yeah, PositiveVibeWarriors.com.
PositiveVibeWarriors.
And then you get the surfboards there too?
Not a Jawaian band.
Absolutely.
Right on.
Yeah,
not
but
a Jawaian band.
You got to have the vibe, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
A little bit of a vibe.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. And
totally.
You made a movie?
Whoa, yeah. Everything's on the website. Check it out. There's some videos. We just made a really cool video with Mikey talking about the Juju Surf Club. And it's exciting.
Wonderful. You know?
We were talking. Oh, go ahead.
Well, it's cool to see softboards made right here in the USA. A lot of, I'm not sure if you guys are really familiar with softboard industry, but we feel really proud
of
that.
All we ride is Wave Storms.
Oh, baby.
We're like, hey, dude, Wave Storms forever.
Soft sensation.
The sushi board, the seven, the six.
Well, we got to get you guys set up.
I made a hat out of one.
Let's keep in touch. We'll get you guys set up with the board, man. You guys all have the vibe flowing, and then you can get in the barrel.
Yeah,
barrels come easier when you got a smile on your face.
I haven't been in the barrel since I had my Montana and my Churchill.
Well, you're probably breaking the speed barrier.
My Apes. Remember my aqua propulsion glove. I had a lot of paraphernalia. Double leash.
Oh, my God.
Double leash.
Well, you don't want to lose that. Soft body.
No, that's right. I lose that
that's
board.
Right.
What would happen if I donated my Mach 10 to
Well,
me?
We're not doing it.
Would you shoot it back?
Donations at the moment for anything soon, but keep in touch. I mean, maybe something will come up
Return
in the future.
Return to sender.
But we decided that's why we were like, man, let's get the soft boards because that's what people gravitate to. That's where people learn and they have that safe experience. So, yeah, we feel really good about it.
When we had Nathan on, he was talking about, you know, all of a sudden you see the forecast and it's like, all right, I got to pack. I've got to get on a plane and I'm going to Fiji or I'm going, you know, wherever. Do you do that? Like, were you ever in that window where all of a sudden you get a call and you're like, all right, we're going to Tavarua, we're going wherever, Chile
absolutely.
Or something.
Going. That was so special within the Vans connection and the Vans family. And obviously growing up in San Clemente with Nathan in the community and really had the opportunity to become really close friends with him and chase a lot of swells all around the world. And I remember having one very distinct conversation. We were in Hawaii, and he had told me about this wave. He's like, I think you can paddle into a 100-footer out there. It's going to be the spot. It was this place called Belhar. It hadn't been paddled before. It was a bit of a ginormous teepee, you know, and it had a soft spot where on a paddleboard you can match the speed of the wave and get the good entry. And so I was, you know, just saw, obsessed with swell maps, obviously, as a surfer. And I'm like, hey, Nate, it looks like there's a giant one going over to your spot you wanted to check out. He's like, you're coming with me, right? And I was like, oh, I didn't plan on it.
I guess I am.
But I guess I, yeah, and we did. We had a great time. He took me out there. I rode his 11-foot surfboard.
Did it freak you out at all?
Yeah, but that's what you live for. You know, it's really fun. And to be under the mentorship of someone like Nate, who's so caring, so cool, we just had a blast. And it was one of the most terrifying, unique experiences. And we've had those replicated all around the world, so feel very grateful.
Were you tempted to go to Maui for Mauna Kea?
Oh, yeah. I was. You know, we've had a really busy summer. I've got a couple spots. If Tavarua is looking good, Fiji, Cloudbreak, you know, it's really hard for me to not want to get there.
Right.
But other than that, you know, life takes its own course, and you make it happen when you can.
The most famous San Clemente resident since Richard Nixon. You know, no one ever calls and says, Doc Weiler's rocking. Let's pack your bag. You know, you don't ever
pack
hear
the
that.
Car, let's go.
Let's go to Dockweiler. Here we are in North Shore, but we got to go. No, you never hear that. A great champion of the people, positivevibewarriors.com. It's all there. The movie, his brothers, the great vibes of taking advantage of living with the ocean. A great van surfer. Thank you so much. Dane Gadowskis. Thank you, Dane.
Hey, thanks for having me, and you guys all rock for being in here. You guys got such great energy. And
thanks, Dane.
It was awesome walking in here. I felt it right away. I knew it was going to be a fun afternoon.
The youth band is really what makes
it. Yeah,
right?
Got some
the
tunes.
Young people's sweet band.
Yeah,
there hasn't been energy in a room like this since the New York Dolls used to play in Greenwich Village.
Before we let them go, I want everyone to know that they are in the presence of the San Clemente Citizen of the Year.
Whoa!
That's right.
That's true.
Before 2019. 2019 San Clemente Citizen of the Year. Dane Gadowskis.
Yeah. And you, Darnold.
Yeah, you got nothing,
yeah, you
Darnold.
You got nothing, Sam Bench. Have a good year. You got benched for Baker Mayfield. One town, one team.
The best.
There we go.
We love you. Thank
there
you,
go.
Dane.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for
thank
having
you,
me.
Dane. Thank you
yeah,
for the
awesome.
Great
I appreciate it. Keep on rocking. Stevie, thank you for everything.
Oh,
Vans,
we
love Vans. And have a great afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Fire up the band. Fire up the faces.
Fire up the band, Kate.
We still got a lot going on. It's a wonderful show, and everybody here is having a good time. A communal feel.
You take all those fins, huh? You take them all with you?
Being quite
you take
crowded.
All those fins with you?
What is that, a skag?
You know, I could use some quad fins.
Why did he bring a stack of skags?
I don't know, man.
And then he took them.
They took them. James Bergener next.
Sweet James on the Comrex. We're going to talk about what happens when somebody takes skags. Renee's Cube Gastro Pub in beautiful Huntington Beach, California, the fifth stop of the Petrol Money Chevrolet Summer Tour.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I felt the connection. I knew it.
Don't miss a single tour stop on the Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at AM 570 LA Sports for all the details about the next event. Now back to Petros Papadakis and Matt Money Smith.
Familiar faces playing during the break at HQ Gastro Pub. It's the fifth stop of the Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour. We're here for another hour. And an opportunity for you to be our fifth finalist to win a 2022 Chevy Silverado. A huge thank you to Dane Gadowskis and Steve Van Doren for bringing Dane over. We got a bunch of surfers coming over because it's the Vans U.S. Open to surf right across the street, Pete.
Gadowskis and Nathan Fletcher, San Clemente legends. Great guys to talk to, Van surfers. Great, great little screenshot of the vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Down here at the U.S. Open of Surfing, because we're having a good time, and we got some good vibes going on here. But there's no good vibes unless you sign up to win the Chevy Silverado. If you don't sign up to win the Chevy Silverado, they're going to fire me. They're going to take my car.
It's not true.
They're going to light me on fire. They're going to push me out into
That's
the sea.
That's true. That's
like
true.
A Viking funeral. So make sure you sign up to win that brand new Chevy Silverado. That's why we're here for the Chevy Summer Tour. Chevrolet Unlock, a summer of possibilities. But Matt, we're not done yet. Steve Van Doren is still going to be there. We still have crazy giveaways for the people as we keep going. The Familiar Faces Band has been an unbelievable hit, so much so that we might as well just stop talking and let the band play for the next hour.
It's not a bad idea.
But right now, joining us, I heard on a Comrex.
Oh, yeah?
To discuss nautical surf law, Sweet James Burger.
Order in the court. Order in the court. It's time for justice with Sweet James.
You know the dense beard, and you don't have to be the sheriff couple, Lucy and Ricky, to know that the world of law is a tricky and very, very treacherous place.
What a perfect union, Lucy and Ricky.
Two sheriffs.
Both sheriffs.
Shooting everybody up like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Dead man can't talk.
Matt and his wife. Sweet James, the best accident attorney that ever lived. 800-500-5200. 800-500-5200. You think some people tried to shoot the pier before and Sweet James turns around and sues O'Neill? You'll bet your ass he does. Sweet James, what's cracking, brother? How are you?
I'm feeling the vibes. I'm feeling the vibes. How are you guys?
Can I feel
doing
the vibe?
Great.
Do you ever have to sue somebody for shooting the pier? Sue
not
the
yet.
Pier?
Not yet. But
all right, well, it's going to happen one of
them. I saw a guy try to shoot it in the duct tape today, man. It was a little ugly.
All right, Sweet James, let's talk nautical law, okay?
Okay.
Let's say I'm working for the ILWU. The Longshoremen's Union here in Southern California. I had the sticker on the back of my car with the big arm and the hook, so everybody knows what a badass I am. I probably have an Old English tattoo. Likely that I drive an Escalade that I bought when I was 19 years old.
Okay.
There he is, yeah. You're probably in the Union, Cardona. You know what it's like. Rip off your shirt. Show us the hook tattoo on your chest.
Yeah.
All right, let's say I'm out there doing my longshoreman thing. I'm at the Yang Ming Dock. And there's a big old boat there, you know, like here, the majesty of the shipping industry here in Orange County.
Yeah.
And anchor comes loose, and it turns my head into a canoe.
Ooh.
I mean, just I don't even see it coming.
You're dead.
Yeah.
Deader than you could be.
You are dead. Your body
all
has been split in half.
All
crushed.
Of that.
Just
all
cartoon.
The longshoremen workers have special carve-outs. That's a special sort of law. That gets covered in that sort of law.
Is
these
that
guys
right?
Just do that. Yeah.
Who do we sue? Do we sue Yang Ming? Do we sue the union? Do we sue the...
It's all under the union protocols, whatever the union has decided.
So like standard fee, like, hey, here's the...
Exactly.
That turned into a canoe. You get $600,000.
Exactly. It's like workers' comp for the longshoremen. They have a special carve-out.
How about that?
Now, I hate to say this. Do you get more head turned into a canoe or cut to ribbons by a giant boat propeller?
Oh. Don't go bow riding, kids. Don't you do it.
Yeah.
Don't you do it.
I saw it.
How about that, dude? How about that one?
You know, usually I click on that because of the pimple popper.
Right?
I don't like clicking on the ones a propeller injury.
Right? No, that was ugly.
No, I...
all the way to the bone.
So you don't know the difference between a propeller injury and a...
If it's death, it's going to be the same. It's just going to be the same thing. So if...
What if I die later? What if the head... Yeah. What if the anchor hits me and a couple years later, residually, I drop dead? Can we still attack...
Yeah.
Evergreen shipping?
Yeah, it was still Evergreen, those Suez Canal blockers. Yep, we're going after them.
Yes! Yeah,
what if, okay, how about this? I was fortunate. I was fortune's fool because the anchor turned Petros' head into a canoe. I was a mere...
Are you in the union, Matt?
I was a mere 10 feet away.
You got your card?
I was a mere 10 feet away.
Yeah.
I thought Matt was just a casual, but he's in the union.
I'm in the union.
Oh, you're
10
in the
feet
union.
Away.
Okay, all right.
I witnessed this. I say, I can't work anymore. I can't go back. I am emotionally traumatized from
it always comes back to emotional.
My friend
not
and coworker,
this yeah.
And have his life ended as though he were in a Woody Woodpecker cartoon,
we
and I cannot work.
We should have stuck with radio.
Like Tom and Jerry, the anvil.
Now,
head
can
right there,
I sue
band.
For emotional distress? Like, hey, I can't go to work. Like, I can't. I get the shakes.
Enough,
I get anxiety.
Interestingly enough, money. No. Any psychological damage has to be connected to a physical injury.
I'm emotionally distraught. Okay,
used to
what
not
if there's
be
a little bit of what about a little bit of shrapnel has come off
you
and sliced
medical
my
treatment.
Leg?
Oh, there you go. Then you can go
that's
ahead
it?
And make a claim. Yeah. You have to have a physical injury.
Okay.
Any psychological damage.
Even if it's a minor damage. Injury.
Any physical injury.
Look at that. Got this scratch on my leg.
There
I'm
we
sorry
go.
You were cutting two. And now I'm getting
head.
Paid.
They gave us the worst job. Sweet James at 800-500-5200, 800-500-5200. There's only one Sweet James, a huge sponsor of the Petros and Money Chevrolet Summer Tour. We love you, Sweet James. We love that you've been a part of this for years. We've loved seeing you at a couple of these events. Have you ever been to the U.S. Open of Surfing, Sweet James,
I
here
have
in
not.
Huntington Beach?
No, I've driven by, but not participated.
Have you ever paddled out on
never
a surfboard?
Paddled and caught every. Yeah, never caught somebody else's.
Did you ever paddle out on the Great Salt Lake as a young man?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Don't even have to paddle. You just go in the water and you start floating. It just carries you out.
What was it like, Sweet James? Did it smell of the sulfur of the devil?
Yes, it did. It was super hellish. Yes.
You ever been out in the Salton Sea?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Stinking.
With the meth.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous meth.
A lot of meth out there. Hey, if you blow yourself up, and if somebody blows up their meth lab and it catches your thing on fire, what do you do?
Your thing? What do you mean, your thing?
Like, you know, like my trailer also caught on fire when the meth lab blew up next door.
Yeah, then you sue them. Yeah.
But how do we sue the people that got obliterated cooking meth?
Yeah, they get sued. Yeah.
Sweet James, what if I'm in a wave? Guy burns me, and I wipe out.
Do you know what that means, Sweet James?
He cuts him off.
Yeah.
And it's egregious.
I've seen North Shore.
We got it on film. We got it on film.
Just like in the movie North Shore, when the greatest
slices into my arm. It really, it's like that propeller injury. Yeah. Like, really messes me up.
Yeah.
Can I sue him?
Yes, you can.
Surf accident?
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Gonna try. Take him for everything he owns.
If you can prove he did it intentionally too. If he's like an accomplished surfer and he has total control, and he went.
Oh, Vince Fletcher
kicked you. Yeah, sure.
Dad looks at me and goes, "I'm gonna burn you every wave." And then all of a sudden, bah!
Carry
you
on,
say you're gonna burn him every wave.
Yeah, but
I didn't mean it.
That's freaking cool.
We love you, Sweet James. Have
love
a great
you
day. 800-500-5200. Sweet James Burger of the Dense Beard of Justice, a great personal injury attorney. We'll be right back with our final hour of great sports talk, and then Tim Cates takes over from this very place with Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck. Dodgers taking on the Padres. We have Dodger tickets to give away. We've got a meet and greet with Mookie Betts, and we've got the familiar faces and the superpower posse in the house. The Vans U.S. Open of Surfing. Sign up to win the Chevy Silverado right now, or I'm kicking you out.